Construction of Israel's security barrier is moving at a brisk pace around Jerusalem, but its path has raised concern over the future status of the Holy City. Under the planned route, 250,000 Palestinian residents of traditionally Arab East Jerusalem would be placed on the Israeli side of the fortified fence, and the barrier also would cut off West Bank villages intimately connected to East Jerusalem. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The Palestinian village of Subaher illustrates the disruption that Israel's project to seal Jerusalem from suicide attacks is creating. From atop surrounding hills, the bulldozer's advance is evident. Stumps of uprooted olive trees are haphazardly replanted. The groundwork of the fence winds like an enormous snake over the hillsides and valleys of the biblical landscape that surrounds Jerusalem. Subaher, population 15,000, lies in the eastern half of Jerusalem that Israel annexed after the 67 war. Israel unilaterally extended the municipal boundary to this part of the West Bank. The oncoming construction now threatens to split this Palestinian village. The fence will put three-quarters of Subaher on the Israeli side, but isolate its southeast quadrant on the other side of the barrier. Lawyers have rushed to court to stop it. Villagers march in the street to protest it. Some 50 school children block the road to the construction site. Several girls extend withered olive branches to a stopped truck. Others brandish banners saying, "We will not pay the bill of Israeli security with our houses." Under the watchful eye of well-armed Israeli soldiers, they sing a tribute to the land and their desire to make it free. The children then clamber aboard a bulldozer. One 40-year-old mother says the Jerusalem barrier is slated to put her house outside the fence. Naimi Atun says her five children will be isolated from schools and hospitals, and her household of 12 will be cut off from the rest of her family.
What kind of borders are these that separate one brother from another? We don't know where we'll end up. It's impossible for us to leave our homes. They should leave us alone.
Israel's security fence spokesman, Nitzach Mashiach, said, "We need to control the area of Subaher, even if it means disrupting daily life." In 3 years of conflict, he says, Palestinian attacks in Jerusalem killed 170 people. The lawyer for Subaher says the barrier serves interests beyond security. The planned route encompasses Jewish settlements, termed neighborhoods in Israeli discourse, which are built on land in annexed East Jerusalem. Attorney Mohammed Dale says that may advance the Israeli government's aim of a greater Jerusalem, but not long-term peace.
If this plan is to be implemented, then this is the end to the issue of dividing Jerusalem into two cities, as a Palestinian capital and as an Israeli capital. And if there is no Palestinian capital in Jerusalem, then this would mean actually the end to the solution of two states for two peoples. And this is actually a catastrophe for generations to come.
Combing through remains of a Byzantine church discovered excavating land for the security barrier, Palestinian Taher Abed works on the Israeli Antiquities Project reluctantly. When Palestinians recently stoned his bulldozer, he felt no obligation to stop them. "I work with no desire. I do the work with no feeling," he says. "I feel bad, but I have no work." Israel says the barrier route in the Palestinian village of Abu Dis has been moved for the archaeological site. Down the hill, Al-Quds University has also mobilized to shift the path of the fence away from its playing field. University president and peace campaigner Sari Nusebe says the fence flies in the face of university efforts to teach the importance of building bridges between the two sides.
"It's a slap, it's a piece of metal, cement, that stares at us in bare, naked contrast to what we're trying to teach. And I think, you know, it's therefore going to undermine our ability to maintain or develop a positive attitude towards our neighbors."
The project around Jerusalem is not officially called a wall or a fence or even a barrier. It's called a security envelope. Israeli attorney Daniel Seidman, an expert on the Arab part of the city, says whatever the barrier is called, its significance is sweeping.
This is the largest change that East Jerusalem is to undergo since 1967. This is huge. It delivers dismemberment, it delivers discontinuity, it delivers humiliation rather than dignity, and it makes people's lives worse. Try and build a credible political process around that one.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.